In this bulletin, John Setka says he won't be resigning from his leadership role at the construction union. A man dies after being stabbed in Brisbane. And in football, a record-breaking day for the Americans as they put 13 past their opponents at the Women's World Cup. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. The Victorian Secretary of the Construction Union, John Setka, denies he made controversial remarks about anti-violence campaigner Rosie Batty and says he won't be stepping aside from his union leadership role. Mr. Setka has been criticised for allegedly suggesting that men were left with fewer rights because of Rosie Batty's legacy. It's led to calls for his resignation and saw Labor leader Anthony Albanese move to expel him from the Labor Party. But John Setka says someone is responsible for leaking the story to the media, and he says he didn't make the comments.
About comments made at the National Exec meeting, what was reported in relationship to Rosie Batty is completely false. I have always been a huge supporter of Rosie Batty and admired the tireless work she has done and what she has achieved. Everyone at that meeting knows that what is being reported is not what I said. And the member who leaked these false allegations for nothing more than political gain should be the one who hangs their head in shame. I completely agree with Mr. Albanese. Any comments denigrating Rosie Batty are completely unacceptable.
Human rights lawyers are calling on the Morrison government to remove all men and women from Australia's offshore detention centres. The call comes after a refugee on Manus Island set himself on fire, marking the latest in a rising number of suicide and self-harm attempts by people in offshore detention. The Human Rights Law Centre says the incident occurred just after a week after another refugee attempted suicide and another self-harmed. Director Katie Robertson says since the federal election was decided, there's been an increase in the number of asylum seekers and refugees attempting suicide and self-harm.
We have seen a spike in incidents since the federal election. But what's important to remember here is what we are seeing unfolding is the result of six long years of a really brutal, cruel and punitive policy in which people have no hope for their future.
Australia's Department of Home Affairs says the government is working closely with the governments of Papua New Guinea and Nauru to ensure transferees are provided with appropriate health and welfare services. A murder investigation is underway after a man was fatally stabbed in Brisbane's Inner South. Police found the 26-year-old man with life-threatening injuries on a footpath at Junction Terrace in Annerley. Despite efforts from paramedics, the man died at the scene. The assault was reported just before midnight on Tuesday. A 24-year-old woman is assisting police with their inquiries, and police say they expect her to be charged with murder. In football, the United States has recorded the biggest victory in the history of the Women's World Cup. It's defeated Thailand 13-0 in their opening match of the tournament. Star striker Alex Morgan scored five of the goals, tying the Women's World Cup record for most goals by one player in a match. US coach Jill Allis says the biggest thing she's taking away from the match is the psychological benefit of the result for her players.
Well, I think it's, you know, you wanted to have the players leave with a good feeling because so much of this hinges on confidence and attitude and, you know, you can have all the tactics in the world, but if the players are in a good place mentally, that's a big, big step.
In football, the Matildas' quest for a change in their luck may be linked to a change in the weather. Australia is under pressure to record a win against Brazil after a 2-1 loss in the opening game against Italy. The squad is now in Montpellier on the Mediterranean Sea ahead of its second match of the tournament on Friday against Brazil. Defender Carly Rosbecken says the move to France's south coast in the European summer has brought with it a change in temperature and hopefully a change in results.
We flew from Valenciennes to Montpellier. Yeah, the weather's a lot different, so I think we've just got to adjust to that. It's a lot warmer here, so looking forward to the game.
The forecast for the day of the match is for fine weather and a top temperature of 22 degrees. Well, now the weather, Perth, a shower or two, 18 degrees. Adelaide, rain easing, 16. Rain in Melbourne and windy, 17. Hobart, rain developing, 16 degrees. Canberra, possible late rain, 18. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 22. Similar for Sydney, 23. Newcastle, also partly cloudy, 23. Brisbane, much the same, 24. Cairns, a shower or two, 26. And Darwin, sunny and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.